The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
I don't enjoy bad football when I watch it.
Kurt Warner doesn't enjoy bad football. Neither do you, score listener. And it's been rough, as you know. Spiegel and Holmes here on 670 The Score.
I do love this song, though.
Uh-huh.
That's the way that Hard Knocks ended.
It's right there now as a usable Chicago rock and roll anthem, or light rock and roll anthem.
Written at DePaul, right?
Yeah, written at DePaul.
Go Blue Demons. Playing tonight.
It's funny. Like, I think of it now along with Sufjan Stevens' Chicago from Illinois, Andrew Bird's Pulaski at Night. I'm excited to see him tomorrow night over at the church over there on Michigan Avenue.
No problems by chance?
It's a great call. We got a lot. We got a lot.
Kick Push by Lupe Fiasco.
Uh-huh.
I count that, too.
Yeah.
Southside by Kanye and Common.
Yeah, count all of it. I went with
as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Chance is doing that hockey.
I heard he's doing the hockey at the Winter Festival thing or whatever.
The Winter Classic.
Whatever they call it.
Yeah, it's at Wrigley.
They do that hockey.
It's an interesting place for Chance.
You know that character's name?
The let's do that hockey character?
Yeah.
No.
Laszlo Holmes.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Is it related to you or the Lions GM Brad?
I am going to take credit for that. I'm going to take credit that Chance named that character after me.
Of course you do. Here, Mr. Validation.
That's right. I need it. Got to have it.
He's got to have it. Not she's got to have it. That's a Spike Lee joint. But anyway, we stray, and we tend to do that. But you talked about Kurt Warner because he inspired some of our conversation that we had last segment.
Yeah, it was really great to hear him open up about this and not just go along with what people have said about how to build a quarterback. This is why Spiegs and I are so high on the idea of let Caleb cook.
I'm completely opposite of what the national narrative is that everybody likes to look at touchdown passes and interceptions. And that determines whether a quarterback is good. I always felt the aggressiveness by which you play and the great quarterbacks in this league push the envelope and push the ball down the field and threaten the defense that thinks and worries about, are they going to score a touchdown on this play? You know, is Kirk going to take a shot down the field? And yes, he's going to throw one or two that we're going to have an opportunity to get every game. We better make those one or two because he's going to make 10 other plays that'll be the difference in the game. And that was my mindset when I played. And I think the best quarterbacks in this league play with that mindset. Of course, I didn't want to throw interceptions, but I played with the mindset that they're going to have to worry about me. They're going to have to worry that I'm going to take every throw and that on every snap, we got a chance to score a touchdown. And my mindset is throw a touchdown pass, not throw a checkdown. And so when I look at interceptions, I look at the why of the interceptions. If I'm just going back and just launching the ball up into, you know, stupid situations and throwing interceptions, that's always going to hurt you. But if you're making educated reads and decisions on why you're doing it and you make a bad throw or the defense makes a good play or, you know, or even if you make a bad decision every once in a while, playing with that mentality, if you're a good player, it's going to calculate to big plays. And to me, you need big plays, what I call chunk plays, to win in the National Football League. To take 10 and 12 play drives with no big plays and assume that you're not going to make a negative play, you're not going to have a holding call, or you're not going to, you know, take a sack, or you're not going to miss a throw, it's really, really hard no matter who you are and no matter who you're playing. It's a tough way to live. So big plays are a necessity, in my opinion, to be a really good offense. So you have to have a quarterback that is willing to make those big plays, to make those chunk plays. And sometimes that means playing a little riskier, so to speak. You know, like still every time I threw a ball, I felt I could make the throw. But I knew there were times that, hey, this is going to be a tight throw. Oh, I've got to get this over a linebacker, which isn't going to be easy, but I think I can do it. And so you take those chances instead of, oh, I'm just going to take the check down because that guy dropped a little bit, or, you know, that corner is over there, so let me just throw the flat every time. And then the corner is going to do that every time, and they're going to bait you into just playing check down football. And to me, it's not winning football in this league. So you have to be smart. But I always said, like, man, if I made two mistakes in a game and they happen to be two interceptions, that's still a really good game. Like, I don't care, because that means I'm making really good decisions on the other plays, and we're getting a lot of plays off of it. So, you know, that year that I threw 22 interceptions, we went 14-2. And, you know, we were the best offense in the league. And again, it's that mindset. And it's really kind of the mindset that I think we've seen from Caleb over the last couple of weeks. There was a number of plays that I'm not sure were the right read by him. But he said, I can make that throw. And he would drive that throw in there between bodies and hit those big plays. And that's when, you know, you guys are all sitting there going, okay, this looks different. This is a different Caleb Williams that we're seeing. And it's exciting football. And it gave you a chance, even though you didn't win those games, it gave you a chance to win those games. And that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, being smart with it, but trusting in your ability. And when you see something, not hesitating, not holding the ball, but ripping it, whether it becomes an interception or whether it becomes a big play.
So, Spiegs, when I was covering the Bears, a conversation like this came up, and it came up with Kyle Orton. And I remember Kyle Orton saying, you know what, I just got to rip it. I got to let it rip, and I got to just, maybe if I don't like it, I got to make these throws. Here's the thing. Kyle Orton needs to play inside of a system, because of some of the limitations of what he was as a quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and win the cerebral game. Caleb has the ability to do both. He can play in a system, and I think that he's proven that he can play inside of structure.
Yes.
And I am here with Kurt Warner in saying we've seen him do the crazy stuff, and it's okay in the calculated risk department for him to take a couple more during a game and go play ball.
Listen, man, we've watched a lot of quarterbacks in this town. And really, over the last decade, we've learned a lot watching Mitch and watching Justin and watching Caleb, with Tyson Bagent mixed in. But all the different years with quarterback experts, whether it's Kurt or Tim Jenkins or Trent Dilfer or Sage Rosenfels, like some really good people talking quarterbacking in this town. And if you're really paying attention to every game this year, you see a quarterback who can play in structure, who can do the quick game, the stuff that we worried that Mitch or Justin could ever learn how to do. We've seen Caleb do it.
Yep.
We've seen him
effectively,
quick game, get the ball out. That's right. Play it nice and safe. Do that thing. He can do that. And he can also let it fly at times. The fourth down or the play, the 27-yarder against the Vikings to set up the game-winning field goal. Come on, man. Like, and all those different things. He's got a quarterback rating in the fourth quarter this year of 101.5. You have seen the full skill set. There's a texter who says, tell me why I shouldn't think Caleb is already ruined. Because you've seen that he can do all these different things. And we're not saying he's in danger of being ruined. I think what we're saying is it's time to indulge that part, the aggression, which we know is in there and we've seen at the end of games and at the end of halves and things like that, where he just lets it fly. He's like, oh, they told me to go out and be Superman. All right, I can do that. Go ahead and do that the rest of the way. It's time to do that.
And tell him before you walk out of the tunnel for the first time.
Here we go.
Don't wait until the second half. Don't wait until the fourth quarter. Hey, Go be Superman today.
Don't you agree we've seen over the course of the year a remarkable variety of skills for what the quarterback position needs?
Yes, and I think that you're in a position now where the consequences don't outweigh what you could end up gaining by doing it, because you're not putting a team's playoff opportunity at risk. Now it's just go play.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying draw stuff up in the dirt.
No.
But maybe if there's a read where he's like, man, I don't know if I can fit. You know what?
Go ahead.
Try it.
See, figure it out.
And if you end up with...
because he's got a great arm, man.
If you end up with a 2-2 game, a 3-3 game, fine.
We won't be here knocking you for
no.
that.
No, mm-hmm.
I tell you right now.
And I don't think Bears fans would either.
Of the top 20 in career interceptions, how many of them do you think are in the Hall of Fame? The top 20 quarterbacks.
Well, Favre's number one, right? Uh-huh. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
Kurt's probably on that list too.
Mm-hmm. Of the top 20,
I would say 10.
13. 13 of the top 20 in career interceptions as quarterbacks are in the Hall of Fame. You put the ball in harm's way sometimes, not all the time, but when you're great, you take those shots to truly be great.
There's an interesting story brewing that has an impact maybe on the Bears coaching search. We'll discuss that next here on The Score.